Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Saturday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Today is Saturday, December 6, 2014, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. We have a special show for you this evening as we will celebrate our wonderful children, and in fact, they will teach us about manners and more. Well, welcome new listeners, loyal listeners. Thanks for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We are delighted that you are spending part of your evening with us. And of course, since we are blessed to have so many listeners of all ages, we want to take a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners. Now, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, then quite naturally, etiquette would dictate that we answer that question. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And isn't that what we all want? I know I certainly do. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always want to certainly send kudos out to Charles I and II. Well, once again, welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are celebrating our wonderful, phenomenal group of children. If you have children or grandchildren, please call them in the room, text them, email them, tweet them, whatever you need to do to have them tune in. This is a show I'm always so excited about. It's part one this evening, and of course tomorrow will be part two. And I want to go ahead and get started. We have some children who are co-hosting the show. We have all children guests. So sit back, relax, and get ready for a very fun show. I want to bring on our first co-host, Amelia.
Hi.
How are you today, Amelia?
Good.
I am so glad. So glad to have you. I know you're one of our co-hosts, and I want to go ahead and bring on one of your first guests. And, of course, your first guest is
Lola.
Lola. Hi, Lola.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I am so glad. Well, Amelia, I'm going to let you take over, okay?
Okay. Hi, Lola. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, what is your favorite part of public speaking or etiquette?
Magic words.
Can you tell me a little bit about magic words?
Well, if you wanted somebody to get you a glass of water, you would say, "Can you please give me a glass of water?" And if they thank you, that person would say, "You're welcome." And if somebody was in your way, you would say, "Pardon me."
Well, thank you for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
All right. Great job, Lola. Very good. Very good. Okay, and we are just only getting started here. I want to go ahead and bring on our next co-host, and we'll kind of go between Amelia and Noah. Noah, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. Happy Saturday to you. I am so glad you are also co-hosting the show. And what I want to do is go ahead and bring on your first guest, which is Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and let you take over.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, Noah.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I want to ask you, what is your favorite part of public speaking or etiquette?
My favorite part of public speaking or etiquette is how to introduce your friend to a parent.
So how would you introduce your friend to a parent?
I would, if you were going, let's say you were going to introduce one of your friends to your parents, you would have to say your parents' name first and always call them by their last name.
Okay.
Wow.
Is there anything else to that? Is that all?
I guess.
Okay, thanks for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Great job. Very good job. All right, our children are certainly doing a wonderful job. The next person, let's see, that we want to bring on the line is Shaylin. And Noah, I know you can go ahead and speak to Shaylin, Noah, and talk to him, okay?
Hi, Shaylin.
Hi, Noah.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. What is your favorite part of public speaking or etiquette?
It is formal introductions.
Formal introductions.
A formal introduction is a fancy way of introducing yourself to someone.
So what would you do?
First, you would say your first and last name. Then you would say your age. Then you would say your school. Then you would say your hobbies. And then you would say your future goals.
So, could you give us an example?
For example, this is how I introduce myself. Hi, my name is Shaylin Bulvani. I am 7 years of age. I attend Springdale Park Elementary. My hobbies include playing sports, especially soccer, playing with my friends and family, going to the park, playing board games, and reading books like Magic Treehouse. My future goals are to become a soccer player or a football player or a doctor. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us, Shaylin.
You're welcome.
That was great, huh, Noah? Wow. Everyone is doing so well. I want to go ahead and go back to Amelia. Let's see. Amelia, are you still there? Okay, let's see. Let me go back to Amelia. Amelia, are you still there?
Yes.
Hi, Amelia. We're going to come back to you, and we're going to pick up with your interview, and we're going to have Iden come on with you, Amelia. Iden, are you there?
Yes.
How are you today?
Good.
I am so glad. Well, Amelia, I'll let you take over with Iden, okay?
Okay. How are you doing, Iden?
Good.
What is your favorite part of public speaking or etiquette?
Magic words.
Can you please tell me a little bit about magic words?
Magic words are like please, thank you, excuse me, may I. They are important because they are important because they show good manners. responsible,
can you,
and polite. Thank you.
Can you please give an example? Like, if someone brings you a glass of water, would you, like, say please or thank you?
Yes.
Very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Great
thank
job,
you.
Iden. Very good. Everyone is doing such a great job. So proud. All right. Let's go to... Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, how are you?
Good.
Good. Happy Saturday to you. And Noah, if you would say hello to Andrew, I'll let you take over from here, Noah.
Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Noah.
How are you doing?
Good.
Huh?
Are you?
Noah, are you still there? Noah?
Yes.
Okay, we're having a little difficulty hearing you. Go ahead and are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Is your cell phone on speaker? Okay, if you could take it off speaker, I think we might be able to hear a little better and Andrew will be able to hear you, okay? Okay, Noah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's much better now. Okay, do you want to go ahead and talk to Andrew?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Well, Wait.
Huh? Andrew, I know you wanted to tell everybody about what you should do when you get ready to speak. There's a special warm-up that you want to do before you speak. Do you remember what that is?
Yes. When you get ready to speak, so it's like this. I like to warm up your tongue in it like this. Red lever, yellow lever, red lever, yellow lever.
So that warms up your tongue before you speak.
Yes.
Okay. That could be really useful. Thanks for sharing that with us.
That's very good. Very good job, Andrew. Good job. All right. So Amelia and Noah, you're doing a great job. Let's see who else we have that's on the line with us. I know I did speak with a couple of parents. We have a few children who are sick. So let me see if there are any additional students we have that have come on the line that we can go ahead and bring them on. I know Ruby is on your list, Amelia, correct? And I am looking. We don't quite see her on the switchboard as of yet. And also, let's see. Well, while we're still waiting, tell you what, Amelia, why don't you tell me what your favorite part of public speaking or etiquette is?
My favorite part is magic words.
And how about elaborating on that a little bit? Why are magic words so important?
Magic words are important because if you didn't use them, you'd basically just be saying, give me a glass of water. You wouldn't be saying, can you please give me a glass of water and thank you. And if someone was in your way, you would say, excuse me or pardon me.
Very good. And you know what? A lot of times the people that don't have good manners or they don't use magic words, and if you're in their way, what do they say sometimes?
Get out of my way.
Right, exactly. And so I am so glad that you are teaching everybody the correct way to ask someone to move out of your way. So great job, Amelia. Very good job. And Noah.
Yes?
Noah, I'm going to ask you also the same question, Noah. What is your favorite part of public speaking or etiquette?
My favorite part is personal hygiene.
Mm-hmm. And tell us why that is.
Well, the word hygiene from the Greek myths, the ancient Greek god Hygieia, who is the god of cleaning and good health. So we get it. And there are 15 ways. And there are 15 ways to have good hygiene. Should I name all of them?
Why don't you name a few? I think that will be very interesting.
Okay. Okay. You should always wash your face, and you have to take a shower or bath daily, and don't forget to wash your ears because there could be many things hiding behind them.
Mm.
And you should brush your teeth at least twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you should also wear clean underwear and socks every day, and don't put on wrinkled clothes. They have to be pressed.
Mm, very good.
But
very
what you're
good
wearing.
Information. Great information. Go ahead, Noah. Did you have something else? Go right ahead.
Yeah. What you wear and how you clean yourself isn't just part of personal hygiene. You should always keep your room neat, too, in your closet and drawers.
Mm, very good information. So at the top of the show, of course, we said we wanted to make sure that everyone was listening. You had called your children into the room, and they are doing such a wonderful job. We are going to take just a quick break to allow our other students to come on the line, and we will be right back.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. Oh, I'm too sure to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the public speaking club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com.
Greetings from Yasha's Accessories. Yasha's Accessories are unique handmade quality items, such as beaded lizard keychains, fun fur, regular, funky, holiday bracelets, and bookmarks, and some bracelets and bookmarks that cats and dogs can play with. You can contact me through my mom's email, ycunninghamyoung@yahoo.com. Once again, you can contact me through ycunninghamyoung@yahoo.com. Yasha's Accessories.
Yasha's Accessories will make your holiday bright.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Okay, we are back. And in case you're just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where this is our special children's show, where the children are actually teaching us about manners and more. Well, you have certainly done a great job. My co-hosts, all our guests that were on, thank you so much for being wonderful, wonderful students. You've done a great job. And hopefully on tomorrow, we did have a few students who were unable to call in today. I know we've had some that were sick. So we are going to have our part two show. So hopefully those who missed this evening show will be able to participate with the other students on tomorrow. So I am I'm very, very glad that you all had an opportunity to call in. You've done such a wonderful job, and I certainly do appreciate it. And I'm so proud. As I know that your parents are proud of you as well. And on the show each week, we always talk about initiating acts of kindness.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Okay, today's act of kindness says, "Dear Etiquette Lady, thank you for the wonderful topics you bring each week. My family and I appreciate all of your encouraging information, and we also appreciate you encouraging us to initiate an act of kindness each week. My 12-year-old son and 8-year-old daughter heard me speaking to one of our neighbors about another neighbor being sick and homebound. They asked if they could rake the leaves in his yard for him until he's better. I told them that was very kind to do that for him. They reminded me that you say we should perform an act of kindness. Thanks again, Etiquette Lady." And this comes from the Moore family in Tennessee. And certainly, congratulations out to the Moore family. We certainly do appreciate you sending that in to share with us as well. We certainly do. Well, once again, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out with our co-hosts. Again, Noah and Amelia, great job. And all of our children did a wonderful job. Oh, my goodness, they taught us some wonderful, wonderful manners that I know that we're all going to continue. We're going to continue to practice. So once again, great job and kudos to everyone. Well, at this point, we are going to look forward to our show on tomorrow. Thanks again for supporting our show and listening, everyone. Who send us messages and emails, those joining us for the first time, and, of course, our loyal listeners as well who tune in each week. We're glad that you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. Also, please remember the golden rule of etiquette, which is treat others the way you want to be treated. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. And also, got a note from my producer, please go on our webpage, on our Blog Talk webpage, and follow us. Follow our show. We would certainly appreciate that. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And as we say each time, please make sure that you initiate a random act of kindness this week. Our goal, of course, is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do this one person at a time. Again, thanks for joining us. What a great show we had today. Wonderful children. Take care. Good night. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.
Thank you.